Hi, my name is Ellie, and this is all about the 4th of July in my family.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, and I see the news faded.
For most families, the 4th of July is spent setting off ear-popping fireworks and waiting until the kids fall asleep on the lawn. Then the adults turn around to eat chicken wings until they think they might throw up. My family was one of these families, all up until the day my younger brother Leland was born in 2000. There's something special about being born on a holiday. For Leland, it always seemed like, on your birthday, it's important to you and your family members because it's all about celebrating you. But for him, it was like millions of people all around the world were stopping to give recognition to the little man, and we let him believe it. This day, from what I remember, was filled with confusing and chaotic events, which somehow included my little sister Ava finding an open bottle of champagne and drinking enough to make her turn red and laugh, my Nana yelling at a Denny's waitress, claiming that we needed pancakes at 5 o'clock p.m. with extra syrup or she just didn't know what she was going to do. And me, although being excited after seeing my brother emerge purple and bloody, gasping for air, I too felt like I was gasping for air. We all piled into the car, my brother listening to Nine Inch Nails in the back, nodding his head back and forth. I guess this was his way of celebrating the fact that he now had his long-awaited brother and the fact that he was an annoying teenager. My sister laughing hysterically right behind me, flushed red and giggly for no reason, and my Nana looking as wire-haired and crazy as she ever did. And after arriving home, we needed a well-deserved distraction, and after turning on the TV, on came Paper Moon, a movie made in 1973, and the only things I remember about it were... It was in black and white, and there was a 9-year-old girl that was actually smoking. My Nana immediately sat down and sighed aloud. She said, "Ooh, I just love this movie," and sat to watch it with us as Ava fell asleep on my lap. So now, every year, we sit on the dock and laugh as we shoot bottle rockets into the water when the adults turn around, eat cake instead of chicken wings, having 10 or so screaming kids running about, and instead of falling asleep on the lawn, we spend our evening with Ryan and Tatum O'Neill, and then lay out under the stars, pretending once again that the lights in the sky were all for Leland.
La-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-